to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here to moderate this table on a subject which I think it's very interesting and very important for me, research and education, emerging licensing platforms. As an introduction, a 1 minute and a half introduction, I would like to say that in the law school where I teach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, we have a project we call collaborative notebooks, and it consists in the following. It's a law school, and the law course in Brazil takes 5 years. And for all subjects in these 5 years, professors made class material. And this class material is available in our website for students, but not only for students, also for everybody who's interested in reading these class materials. More than that, we have also, in some subjects like intellectual property, which I teach, we recorded the videos. We taped the classes. We recorded the classes. And the videos are also available. So students have no excuse to say, I was traveling, I could not attend to the class. Well, if he had an internet connection, he could have read the class material and he could have watched the video. And we also have students' notes. Of course, we give extra points for that because that's currency in classroom. But for volunteers who want to take notes of the classes, they can take notes of the classes and upload them. This material is all available to anybody. You don't need a password. You don't need a login name. We think this is important to spread knowledge, and we think this has to be free so anybody can have access to this material, because we don't think that the most important thing is to hide knowledge, but we think that when we spread knowledge, we can help other people use this material. And if you know how to use this material well, this is what matters. It's not the material itself, it's how to use it. This is just an introduction to show that you can have free platforms with free material when concerns education.